Yo, today's QOD is, I am failing because of me. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got a brand new speaker on the show for you today. His name is John Taffer. He is the host of Bar Rescue, and he is about to light you up right now. Because in today's society, excuses are an epidemic. Everybody's got an excuse. It's the economy, it's COVID, it's this, it's that, whatever. It's none of that. There are people who are thriving right now, despite the economy, despite COVID, despite the weather, despite whatever. They're thriving. So it's not stuff outside of you. You got to look in the mirror and accept the fact that it's you. John Taffer, coming up.
So after my bar rescue experience, I have learned something incredibly powerful. And here's what's interesting. And I'm going to guess this is what happened here today. Everybody will talk to you about success, the practices of success, principles of success, blocks of success, platforms of success, steps of success. Every freaking word they can think of, they will put before of success. But I've learned more about failure than anyone. You see, other people get paid to go to promising businesses. I get paid to go into worst businesses you can imagine with the worst decision makers you've ever seen who are drinking, trying to screw everything that walks in the room. I mean, it is incredible. So what have I learned from being exposed to what I believe is more failure than any management consultant ever has been? What is it about failure? What is the common denominator of failure? How does failure happen? I've learned that through Bar Rescue. And I don't believe anyone else has ever experienced failure to that depth and look it in the eye week after week like me. I've learned the walk of failure, the talk of failure, the words of failure, the facial expressions of failure. And I finally landed on the common denominator of failure. The one thing that resides within every failure that could ever exist. And it took me about 130 episodes to figure it out. So, what is it? What is the common denominator of failure? Think about it. I go to a business. I say, why are you failing? You never say, because of me. Oh, it's the competition. It's the economy. It's the president. It's Congress. A few weeks ago, somebody told me it's Greece in California. The euro is taking them down. So, if you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? It's that son of a bitch's fault. Son of a gun, I did everything I could. But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure. Certainly not an entrepreneur. Does that make sense? How often does that happen to us in our day-to-day lives? You know, family, the biggest excuse of all. Nobody's closer to their daughter than me. I've traveled the world. She used to fax me her homework when I was in Asia at 5 a.m. before internet. I had the curled papers rolled out on my desk. I stayed close to her because I wanted to. But family was never an excuse to business because who benefits most from my business? My family. So, they don't want to be an excuse. It's the biggest excuse. Time. How about that excuse? How about this one? Ah, you can't get good employees today. How did he get good employees then? Look across the freaking street. Every one of these excuses are bull. Years ago, I used to have a line on my revenue reports for comments. And every day at the end of sales, the GMs would write a comment. So they'd write, snowing, no business. The next day, they'd write, cold, no business. The next day, first nice day, no business. So if you give somebody a line to put an excuse in, they will put something in that line every freaking time. But you can't. You can't. Because you're the people who make it happen, aren't you? You're the entrepreneurs. You're the ones who start the businesses, aren't you? We're the ones who get them capitalized. We're the ones who create jobs. 650,000 small businesses will open next year. About 10 years ago, around 2010, 60% of those businesses were family-owned. Today, it's only 42% because people made excuses. They blamed Obamacare. They blamed the economy. They blamed whatever the hell they could come up with. But how many people during those years started businesses and became millionaires? Every one of those excuses was bullshit, wasn't it? Think about it. Every single one. At the end of the day, winners win and entrepreneurs make money. When we accept failure, we find success. When we don't own failure, we'll never find success. That's the most powerful lesson I ever learned from Bar Rescue. Think about it. Think about how many times you've done it yourself. My new book comes out in March. It's Random House, the first time they ever put a curse on the cover of a book. The name of the book in March is called Stop Bullshitting Yourself. And in the book, I attack every excuse there is. And at the end of the book, I leave you with no more excuses. What the hell are you gonna do then? So, if you own your failure, you'll own your success.
That was John Taffer. I should have made that a Motivation Monday. His website is johntaffer.com. Pick up his book, Don't BS Yourself, on Amazon or your local book retailers. And also, you can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called Watch John Taffer's Unforgettable Talk About Eviscerating Excuses and Busting Business Myths. All right, my friend, you enjoy your Thursday. I will see you tomorrow with Mr. T. Harv Eker. I'll see you then. Peace.